Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Perillo's Points wasn't quite ready for the start of the season, but we're ready now. We're going to kick it off with week three against Jacksonville. Now, you look at the Jaguars, and just like Bill Belichick and the coaching staff, we're all playing catch-up. This is not a team that we're overly familiar with, but it's pretty obvious that you can see they have a couple of big-play wide receivers on the outside in Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, especially Robinson, averaging 26 yards a catch, a couple of touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. So he's the guy the Patriots secondary is going to have to be wary of. And that has been a little bit of a problem for the Patriots through 2 weeks, giving up some big plays in the passing game. Malcolm Butler and Terrell Brown have been solid. Bradley Fletcher, not so much. This is an area the Patriots are going to have to tighten up a little bit, because if there's one way an underdog can stay in the game, it's making big plays on offense. So Robinson is going to be a key this week. I'm going to stay on the Patriots defense here, because that has been the weaker area of the two units so far in the young season. Run defense has been a problem. The Patriots averaging about 5.7 yards allowed per rush. That's far too much. Again, if you're going to pull off an upset, if you're Jacksonville, the best way to do it is by playing keep away. They're going to try to give it to their rookie T.J. Yeldon. He hasn't been overly impressive so far, but they're going to give the ball early and often. He's had a lot of touches for the Jags offense so far. That Patriots front seven did a good job of getting after the passer last week, but not such a great job at containing LeSean McCoy. I know Yeldon is not LeSean McCoy, but that's still an area of concern. Patriots got to tighten it up. My final point is just going to be about the Patriots offense and really the Patriots mindset in general. We know the Patriots are a better football team than Jacksonville. We can see that. We see what the point spread is. We see all of these things in the Patriots' favor. But do they have the maturity to step on the throat? They couldn't do it last week in the fourth quarter against Buffalo. Can they do it for four quarters against Jacksonville? Bill Belichick talked to the team last week and said it was a good 50 minutes. Do they have a good 60 minutes here? And do they win this game in the manner in which they should? The offense is rolling. Gronkowski and Edelman so far have yet to be stopped. I don't see Jacksonville doing it. I think the Patriots come away from Foxborough on Sunday with a huge win, 34-20 New England.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.